Even if you've never heard of Danny Elfman, there's a good chance you've heard his music. Danny Elfman created the music for dozens of movies and TV shows, from Tim Burton's Batman to The Simpsons. And today he joins us to talk about what entertains him. It's one of our occasional conversations with people in Hollywood about their favorite DVDs. Danny Elfman joined us from the studios of NPR West. You have sent us this list, which is labeled. I'm not sure if this is your label here. It says, the Danny Elfman Gemini No Way Can I Ever Decide Anything list.
That's it. That's what I did last night, and I realized I can't make a list. It's an impossible thing.
Okay, well, let's start at the top here. Stanley Kubrick, you decided you wanted to include a Stanley Kubrick film, but you couldn't decide between Dr. Strangelove and The Shining.
How could one decide? The Shining was always one of my favorites. I loved the way he used the music in it, although it wasn't an original score. And Dr. Strangelove is just one of the best movies ever made on every level.
Because you're a composer, I have to ask about the ending of that film. It's a lighthearted movie about the destruction of the world through nuclear war. And as the world is being destroyed at the end...
We'll meet again.
Don't know where, don't know when.
It was the best use of a song I'd ever heard. It was so perfect. Nothing else could have worked better than that.
And it's perfect because it's completely inappropriate.
Inappropriate and perfect.
Can you think of a film on your list here where there's a particular scene that is just absolutely made by the music? Maybe it wouldn't even work if the music wasn't there.
Well, I mean, Psycho is as good as Psycho. I can't imagine almost any of the scenes in the movie working as well without the music. I mean, not just talking about the famous shower scene.
Which almost didn't
have music, you know. Ironically, then became one of the most famous pieces of music.
How did it go from being no music to having that strange sound, that string music sound?
Well, Hitchcock was toying with the idea of doing a scoreless movie. And then he decided, well, maybe Psycho's not the one for that, but I don't want anything in the shower scene, just the sound of water. It'll be scarier that way. And Bernard Herrmann decided to write a cue anyhow. And
Bernard Herrmann was the composer there on Psycho?
Yeah, Bernard Herrmann was the composer. And amazingly, they didn't come to blows. He played it for Hitchcock. Hitchcock had the wisdom to decide that he was wrong, and Herrmann was right. It's one of those little minor film scoring miracles.
And that's got to be one of the most famous single-note compositions in history.
Oh, yeah. That and Jaws would be, like, probably the two most famous pieces of music that would be in everybody's subconscious.
Orson Welles makes your list here. Citizen Kane is one of your ties for greatest of the greats, along with Lawrence of Arabia. What about this great old film attracts you?
Everything. It's Orson Welles. He's brilliant. The script is brilliant. The photography is brilliant. The score, first film score for Bernard Herrmann, who became the inspiration for me to want to become a film composer at all or to think about it. It was all inspiration from Bernard Herrmann, and that was his first score. Lawrence of Arabia and Citizen Kane, I just wouldn't change a note of it. I wouldn't change a frame of it. And the scores, the way they were presented, so perfectly laid out and upfront and in your face. Every now and then somebody says, you know, the thing about film music is you really shouldn't notice it. It's best when you don't notice that it's there. And I go, you're crazy. Go check out Lawrence of Arabia and Citizen Kane. Those scores are so there. It's an art, and just like the photography, you notice it.
Danny Elfman, I got one other question for you. You've sent us this list, which you describe as your No Way I Can Ever Decide Anything list. You've got all these alternatives and choices. How do you decide which movie to watch on a Saturday night?
Oh, that's hard because Sunday nights, my family comes over, and we do, in fact, get into movie watching when there's no Deadwood, Sopranos, or Rome. Now that those are all gone, we're forced to watch movies again. I try to do a kind of a semi-democratic system where I'll choose 4 or 5 movies and then everybody votes on it.
You let somebody else do the deciding for you, don't you?
Yep, it's still a democratic process in my house.
You can find Danny Elfman's complete list of DVD suggestions at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.